Zech Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas, Zech Nishmas Daniel Sheinemas Yeshua Falak. Okay, today we're starting a new packet, B16, about Efshar Lesochto. So, Efshar Lesochto is a discussion regarding a chaticha that became Aser. So you had a chaticha that was Basar B'cholov, or it was the potato that had a blia of nevela. So the question is, what if you put that, say, for example, you had a potato, and it was cooked with nevela meat, and there was no shishim, so now the potato is aser. And now this potato is put in a pot with shishim, you know, keneged everything, so you don't have no problems. So the question is like this. Does the belia come out? In other words, obviously it comes out because it's going to, if you wouldn't have shishim, it would aser the, it would aser the new kedera, right? But you have shishim, it's batal. So the question at hand is, does now the potato become mutter? In other words, if you have shishim, in other words, again, you have the potato. It was cooked with a piece of nevela meat, and there was no shishim, so it's aser. Now that potato is put in a pot with vegetables, that shishim kenega the whole potato, so the vegetables are mutter. Now what about the potato itself? Would we say that now the tam comes out, and it's butel in the vegetables, so maybe the potato itself now should become mutter? What do we say? No. In other words, efshar lesochto means that if the iser is, so to speak, squeezed out, so now will the potato become mutter? Well, we say no, that it still remains aser. So that's the discussion here in the Gemara, on Kuf Chasav and Aleph. Did Merav and Reb Chanina, Reb Yochanan, Dami, Efshar Lesochto aser, Ushmo, Reb Shimon, Rebbe, Reb Shoshan, Dami, Efshar Lesochto mutter. Right? So that's the question, whether Efshar Lesochto is aser or mutter. In other words, will that the original chaticha be aser or not? Now this could also have to do with, if you say chanan, maybe if you say chanan, then the whole thing becomes a chaftuch al aser, and therefore, if the whole thing is a chaftuch al aser, then it will remain aser. So there's a famous tshuva of the Rashba on page 6. So look what he says on page 6. Tchilas kol dover itzdarich lahakdim hakdoma achas. So the Rashba says, I have introductory words to say. V'hi shechaticha shebola iser. A chaticha that has iser. V'ein ba levatel es ha iser. So what is he saying here? In other words, say originally it wasn't batel, but then, things, there was enough to mevatel like the case I gave you, he had the potato and it was cooked together with nevela. It's cooked together with nevela, and now it's with another pot. So what's the story? So he says that so if you're holding that you don't say Chanan, then there's a svara to say it should be mutter. But if you say Chanan, then I understand. Chanan, so then, because it's not only the bliya that's usher, the whole potato is usher. So right? But he's saying that even if you don't say Chanan, the third line on page 6 on the top left, that's where the line is achar. Hachasha nidan she'ena nasas the veil of eina seres el machmas miyuta she'ein bo kedei levatel. Achshav she'nitosav heter yesh bo levatel. So why isn't it batel? Amarti imkein matzinu hagola ba'ochlim. He says that if that would be the case, there would be hagola ba'ochlim. Meaning, if you have a pot, and there's a bliya in the pot, and then you put it in the water with the shishim, so the bliya comes out and it's batel. So would you say the same thing with food? I have a potato that has a bliya viser, and now I cook the potato in a pot with shishim of water. If that would be so, that it would be mutter, then basically we're saying that there's hagola ba'ochlin. There's just like there's hagola with a pot, there could be hagola ba'ochel. And we never find such a thing. So someone would say, maybe no. Maybe it's only if you put it in b'mezid, then it's ein mevadli nisa l'chatchila. But if it was b'shogeg, maybe it in chanami. El dvarim elu b'teilim v'asur l'shomim. He ends by saying, dvarim elu b'teilim v'asur l'shomim. It's dvarim b'teilim to say such a thing. So the shaila is, why is that? Why is it dvarim b'teilim to say such a thing? So let's see more to try to understand why isn't it mutter? So let's look in the Rashba in the Bayis HaKotzer on page 7. Dvarim elu shamanu shein chaticha. First word in line is lasof on page 7. The inoflo lasof lekdera cher sheish bashishim kedei levata leiser abalush ba ein hachaticha ba'atzma chozeres lehetera. It doesn't become mutter. Why? So he says, because we cannot be assured that the whole bliya came out. Well, we don't know. We don't know if the whole bliya came out. In other words, we assume some does come out, and therefore if you don't have shishim, it's going to aser. But we can't be assured that the whole thing comes out, or at least enough. We can't be assured. So it's a practical thing. I'll be pashtus. So that means that even if you don't say chatichana says the veil of b'shari surim, but the original chaticha will still be Pasuk. Let's take a look at the Torah for a second. On page 9. Says the Torah, because of Harashpa, You see, so he says like this. In other words, he's quoting the Rashba that we saw, that the Isser is in the Chaticha, you have the potato, and you cook the potato with treif meat, and there wasn't, and the potato was bigger than the treif meat, but it wasn't shishim, so the potato became Asser, and now this potato falls into another pot, with kosher food, with vegetables or whatever, and the shishim kadei levatel, and you didn't do it purposely even, it fell in by itself, and the vegetables are going to be mutter, because the shishim kadei levatel, but the chaticha itself, that potato that became osur originally, remains osur. Because, you see, if it would be in something that's nivlal, like a liquid thing, and then that falls into another liquid thing, so I can understand. But here, it's in the solid. So who says that it's gonna? Who says that it's going to get out? Who says it's gonna get out? So that's what the Rashba says. It remains Asr. The original Chaticha can never be eaten. Even if it was subsequently cooked in another pot with heter of shishim. And that's the psak of the Rashba, that Efshar L'Sochto is Asr. That thing always is Asr. Efshar L'Sochto is Asr. Okay, so this is the and if you want to look in Shulchan Aruch, let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch on page 12, Simon Kuf Vav. Simcha Vav Sif Aleph. Chaticha Shabola Issa Veimba Shishim Levatlo Shanafla Lagadera Eina Osaris Elofi Chashbon Issa Shabbat Shemishba Bamasha Begadera Mitzur from Chaticha Atzma Shishim Kereged Issa Baloba Mutter Masha Begadera Aval Chaticha Atzma Asura. See? Chaticha Atzma Asura Lefisha Issa Shabbat. Page 13. Ein a niflat mimena l'gamrei. And that's the Rashba we just saw. Hashem came b'dover ha'nivlo v'nimuach shim nofel dam ke'yotzi v'tok rotev. But if dam fell in the soup, in kosher soup, and there wasn't enough to bavatel, and then that falls into something else, so then that'll be mutter. Because it's nivlo. It's liquid. But if it's locked in a solid, so then that's a different story. It's locked in a solid, so then it doesn't necessarily come out. It'll come out because obviously that's why if there wouldn't be shishim, we would ask for the other food in the second kedera. But if the shishim, then it's batel. So it's batel. You would think that, okay, so we assume the whole thing comes out and it's batel. But no, we can't assume the whole thing comes out. So the chaticha atzma remains asa. That is the Rashba. That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch here in Simon Kuv Vav. Now, the problem is, let's look in another place in Shulchan Aruch. Let's look on page 10. And Simon, that was Kovav. Right? Let's look in Simon Sadi Bey's Dalet on page 10. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sivtal, La'omru Chaticha Asas Masna Gavela Ela Babos of Cholav. Right, that's the Mechaber Shita. You only say Chaticha that says Ela Babos of Cholav, Olom of Bashari Surim. Gazayas Chelav Shanivla, Hem Shishim of Adam and Esra. Tzachal Shishim with Gazayas Chelav. Because of Filu, Chaticha Atzma, Choseris Lios Muteris. Did you see what the Mechaber just said? The Mechaber just said that since we don't hold Chaticha Nasez Leila Bashari Surim, so therefore if you cook the potato that got acid by the Nevela and you cook it with something else, so the Chaticha Atzma, even the original chita, Choseris Lios Muteris. Now, isn't that called a stira? That's like a stira. That's like a... No? There's mamish a stira in Shulchan Aruch from Tzadi Beis Dalet to what we saw in Kovav. Right? In Kovav Aleph. So, you know, we've discussed this in the past. Those are my regular share have heard me say many times from the Dvar Shmuel, or Shmuel Abu Hav. So he has this theory that the Rav Yosef Karo did not author the entire Shulchan Aruch. He holds that Rav Yosef Karo wrote the Beis Yosef, and then he gave out, you know, different students to write the Shulchan Aruch. So he gave these 10 simanim to this Talmud and these 10 simanim to that Talmud. And he says that that's why this theory is galore in the Shulchan Aruch, because it wasn't all written by the same person. It's similar to what the Rav Shekel pointed out, what the son of the Chafetz Chaim writes about the Mishnah Brura. He says, why is this theory in Mishnah Brura also? He says, the reason why this theory in Mishnah Brura is because the Mishnah Berurah wasn't written all by the Chofetz Chaim. He said, my father wrote this siman, my brother wrote that siman, so that's why there's tears. So the Dvar Shmuel is, you know, not everyone likes this Dvar Shmuel. I think Rav Avad Yosef didn't like it, you know, but it's a mahalach. Because there are a lot of blatant tears in the Shulchan Aruch, you know. Even the steers in the Rambam are not as blatant, but the Imam is blatant steers in the Shulchan Aruch. So this is one of them. Yeah?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I think such a theory leads to happy courses across the board.
No.
You don't think so?
It depends who said it. You understand? It depends where it comes from. The Dvar Shmuel. You want to look up and tell me, Avi Lichshon, tell me a little bit about the Dvar Shmuel. No, what does it say about the Dvar Shmuel of Shmuel Abu Hav?
Hold on. Is it related to Menorah HaMaor, Abu Hav?
Okay, he's going to tell you in a second.
He lived in Italy from 1610 to 1694. He was the head rabbi of Venice. That's all I really see. Maybe if I search in Hebrew, maybe more. But
who's he a Talmud of?
He does have his own Wikipedia page. Okay, so he was the Talmud of. Is David Franco? He was involved in the controversy in 1650 about Shabtai Tzvi and, you know, Nathan of Gaza. He obviously was, you know, on our side. Here he gained such a reputation for learning that his disciples sought him out, and the rabbis in Italy turned to him with difficult religious questions. So he was holding.
So I don't think there's any pickpocket on his, veracity.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe can we say that maybe one of them, one of the Simonim is in Tardovis and one is in Buster Buffalo? Should that be a difference, maybe?
I mean, it's true, but, no, but... Because he's talking in Basa Bechalov, he's also referring to Shari Surim. He's saying that Lo Omru Chaticha Nasas Avela, only Basa Bechalov. But Shari Surim, like a Kazayis Chalev that was Chalev that got cooked with a kosher piece of meat, right? And then that piece of meat was something place else. So then and the Shishim. So then the other food is mutter. And afilo chaticha atzma chozeres lios muteres. What do you say? So that l'chor is a blatant theory against the Rashba. And the Shulchan Aruch paskin like kuvav.
Revi?
Yeah.
At the beginning of the year, when we learned the Rosh, I thought he said Heter Echle Isom. It's a separate case. It was Chad Bitre, Yavesh B'Yavesh. We don't know which one it is.
Yeah, that's the that's when the Isser is in Sapech Leheter.
Yeah. I'm sorry, the Isser is in Leheter. So it's possible to sit.
The Isser, it was his Bittel. But here it seems to be a blatant steer.
Which one would be the lion, says the...
No, so obviously the Achronim speak about this. So they're going to be Terutzim that are on the page of the Shulchan Aruch to answer this question. I want to know whether you have an answer. You know, I could just tell you what the other people say, but at first glance, it seems like a blatant steer, right? Okay, so take a look. Let's see. So let's see what the Achronim on the page of the Shulchan Aruch say. So let's look on page 12. You want to look in the Be'er HaGola? So let's see what the Be'er HaGola says. Now, Tom Kosev... She came out to Achrei Chen Sham B'tshuva for Pi Deleis Ba Time of the Yisura came and she Kvar Nesra La Olam Yisura Ad She Yiflo Kulo La Gamri Lo Domi La Dover Hanivlo V'nimuach He's saying the Mechaber changed his mind. You see? The Kan Chazer HaMechaber Masha Kosov Le'el Mitzim Tzadi Beis. So that's right. But then he says, "Va'anochem lani as daiti mashkosov la'el shachozeres leos buteres midin Torah." Came in the inam and no saying tam. It can't be the rabbanim. You could say that over there the mechaber is talking about that it's mutar midaraisa, and here that he says it's also is midrabbanim. Nachkemina lini dina kamashkosov la'el b'kam aduchti, and the different. No, he's saying it's Chozerbo. That was one. So he's giving two answers. One is that he was Chozerbo. And then he says another answer, that one is Midaraisa. It's what he says, Mutter means in Sari Beis, it's Mutter Midaraisa. And Kuvav, it means there's a Chumer Midarabana. And let's look at the Shach here on page 12. Handel das am Chabad Tefillah Dor Minach Hanan Mishra V'chatich Asva Asura Kachos Av Rashba Tefillah Rabbein Ofraim Shiyotel Dor Minach Hanan Mishra Yisurim Efshal Asok Do Osir V'chatich Asva Hom Asur Kachos Av Arbe Apostim V'chay Haskov Az Achronim Pesh Poskim Do Hodin Efshal Asok Do Nami Mutar Lo Kaim Un Hochi.
But he says, but if we hold like the Ramah, that you say Chanan b'shari surim, then of course the Chaticha is always going to be Osir. The whole discussion here is in the Mechaber Shita, that he says you don't say Chanan b'shari surim. So if you don't say Chanan b'shari surim, then okay, but that doesn't answer the question. So let's continue trying to find answers, right? Unless any of you fellas want to say an answer. So let's look at page 14 in the Placey. The Placey is Rav Yonis and Eibschitz. So look, you see on page 14 on the bottom. Achronim hikshu. Don't come on. Sim kuvav pasak mechabdim kol makom chaticha sura. Yeah. So what's the answer? It says ulai ayri lekamon b'mim b'shein amino. That maybe kuvav is talking about mim b'shein amino. Who is the Torah? Okay, chashka kadas ha-machmir. Aval kan, ma'iri, b'cheile, b'bosu, d'avali b'mimino, Moshe goes to Rashi, b'shmaitz d'yarcha mishpashel, kein d'var tor, b'rov b'otav, v'leke kan rak yisim d'rabbonon, posa ki mekilin. So he says that that maybe that's the difference. That one is talking about Mimbamino, maybe Tzadi Beis, that he says that it's Mutter,
is talking about mimimino. So mimimino, the whole idea, once you have rov, it's bottle, and it's shishim is only din drabanan, and maybe it did go out, right? Maybe the tam did go out. So since the whole question is a din drabanan question, so in Tzadi Beis, and the Ran holds that chaylev and basar, even though is considered mimbamino. You know, even though that's a whole discussion, but he says it's mimbamino. So when it's a mimbamino situation, so then maybe we paskin that it's mutter, because it's only a didrabanan. So the question is, do we really know whether it came out or not? So maybe it did, maybe it didn't. So it's like a suffix. So then we go so that we could be makel. That's Sadi Beis. And Kuvav is Mimishain Amino. So that's a Shaila V'Daraisa. So if it's a Shaila V'Daraisa, then you have to assume that it didn't go out totally. And it's still no Saint Tom. So that's the place's answer. Havokan Mairi. So that's another answer. What do you say to that? That's another answer. That's another answer. So we had the Baragola. That first said maybe he was Chozerbo. Okay. Let's see the. Now let's.
Already?
Yeah.
For the Baragola, what exactly on. What makes it derisa on Tzadi Bet and derabana on Kuvav? He's saying that.
In other words, in Tzadi Bet, he's saying. In Tzadi Bet, he's saying it's mutter. Min HaTorah. Muteris means Min HaTorah. And Kuvav, it's also Midraban. And the crazy place is saying a different word. What is Min Bamino, Min Shein, Ein Amino? It's still difficult either way. If you say like the Dvar Shmuel, maybe that's, you know, I mean, it's sort of like, you're not saying he was Chozer, but he's just saying that it was written by two different people. Let's take a look now on the Prima Godim on page 16. You see in page 16 in the Prima Godim on page 16?
Six of
Yeah, in the Sif Seif Das Yud Aleph.
Yeah, basics.
So he's going to quote Vesh Yisrael Omer Dekan Chela Babasar Edom Mino Efshal De Teima Ulkaman Bemino Tefshal Limitame. So in Tzadi Beis, it says his mutter. He's going to say, so what did we say before? That Tzadi Beis is member Mino, right? So it's only the Rabbana, that's why it's mutter. That was the Teretz of the Plessy. He's going to say just the opposite. He's going to say that Chelev and Basar is considered Mimish. The Chelev and Basar is Enomino. Right? It's Enomino. So why is the Chatiha Muteris? Because if Zainamino, then you could taste it and see is there tam. There was the basar was cooked with chalef's treif, and there was no shishim. And now this basar was cooked with vegetables that were shishim keneged. So now you want to know, is this piece of meat asur and mutter? Did it really all come out or not? So it's mimba of Zainamino, you can taste it. When we get a guy to taste or whatever, you can taste it. So that's why it could be mutter. But in Kuvav, it's talking about mimbamino, that you can't taste it because it's mimbamino, so where do you get a taste? It's the same taste. So mainly you have to be machmer. Just the opposite of the placey. That placey, case of lehefech. That one is mino, that Kuv Tzadi Beis is Mino, so it's only the Rabbanon. So just the opposite. In other words, Tzadi Beis is Beferish, that it's talking about Chelev and Basar, but the question is that called Mino? Because in a piece of meat you have the fat, so is that called Mimbamino, Minshainamino? So the Beis Yisrael was looking for him from the perspective of after you cook it, you'll taste it and see if it tastes, or Goy will taste it and see if it's still there. And Kuvav is Mimbamino, so you can't taste it. Okay? And that's the story. Well, okay? So that was what we saw today. We saw this famous Rashba. Like Rav Shecht always likes to quote that in the Lashon HaTshuva of Ein HaGol Ba'Ochlin. We saw the Torah that we can't assume that it all came out. Then we had the steer and the machabers. And then we said one possibility is the Dvar Shmuel. It's Mahalach, that it wasn't written by the same person. Then you have the Ber Hagola that he was Chozerbo, or you have the Ber Hagola that one meant Mutter and Tzadi Beis means Midaraisa, and Osir and Kuvav means Midrabanan. Or you can say like the Plessy, that in Tzadi Beis is talking about Mimbamino, so where it's only a din Rabbanon, so Shishim is only Rabbanon, so therefore the whole question is the Rabbanon question, you can be Mekel, and Kuvav is a Daraisa. And then, or you could say, like the Beis Yisrael quoted in the Prima Gadim, that Faket, that Tzadi Beis is min B'Sha'inamino, so you can taste it. And therefore, you'll see whether the tam is still there or not after you cooked it. And kovav is mimbamino, you can't taste it, so you have to be machmer. Okay, there's more to be said, but again, that the next page is that tshuva of the Maram Lublin, but that'll take time to explain, so I don't want to rush through it. So, okay, excellent.
Rabbi, if we go with the Mahalat, that the Maram was Ozerbo, what was his first opinion? What was the second opinion?
I don't know. Tzadi Beis came before Kuvav. Yes. Like,
hey, do we say and Muktam of Ukam Torah?
Yeah, it's hard to know.
But if he was Ozerbo, then why did he not put out a new edition?
Right.
So I think, you know, yeah, right. That's why the steers in the mechabers. Yeah. Okay, Harav Katan, have a good day. And Avi Lichtschein, hope I'll see you tonight. And Yossi Wachshel, have a good day. Chazen Hess, have a good day. Ben Katz, have a good day. And Michael Kay, have a good day. Rhymes.
Have a good day, Rabbi.
And Danny Lou, Shalom, have a good day. Rav Katan, have a good day. And so Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll continue Bez Hashem. But think about it, it's an interesting discussion in the okay, so we'll have a good day, Kol Tov.
Rabbi, can you say maybe that Sadi Bet is Hanan Darabanan, but Kufav is Hanan Daraisa?
No. It's the Mechaber doesn't hold Hanan Bishari Surim. It was both the Mechabers talking of both of them.
Right. Well, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Daraisa or Darabanan.
But the case is it's Isuri Daraisa because it's Chalev.
Right.
So Chalev is in Sadi Bey's where he's Mekel. Yeah.